Temporary cooling will be occurring in the northern plains and upper Midwest as we go forward through this afternoon and overnight tonight and tomorrow, but then we'll turn around and heat it back up again. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The cool down will come with some strong wind this afternoon. Wind speeds will be gusting to 40 and 50 miles per hour in parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota, and we will be seeing some snow and blowing snow accompanying this cold air mass. The snow is expected to run from a dusting to about an inch and a half, and it will only impact the northern half of Minnesota and probably the northern two-thirds of North Dakota. Any snow that occurs farther to the south will just be a dusting, an insignificant event for all practical purposes. It will be cooling down, though, behind this event, and for that reason, the afternoon temperatures today near the Canada border will be no warmer than the upper 30s. But in contrast, some of the areas in South Dakota and southwestern and some south-central portions of Minnesota will be in the 70s today. And everybody else will be seeing 50 and 60 degree readings. Tomorrow, though, as the cold air settles into the region, highs will be in the 20s and 30s across the northern one-third of the area, and then 30s and 40s in most other locations. Now, we'll turn right around and start warming it back up on Wednesday. A warm front will push through the region, and some areas in northern North Dakota and northern Minnesota will see some snow and snow changing to rain as the warmer air pushes back to the north. The temperatures Wednesday afternoon will contrast from upper 30 and 40 degree readings in northern parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota to readings in the 60s in South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota. Thursday will be the warmest day this week. We'll see a lot of 50 and 60 degree highs in the north and 70s in the south, a few 60s in the south as well. And then all the good weather will come to an end as we get to Friday as a very intense low pressure system begins to build in the plains. That low pressure system will make for some very strong wind speeds late Thursday going into Saturday, and a deep low pressure system passing through our region will generate some rain and rain changing to snow. Now, some of the computer forecast models have been suggesting a blizzard may develop across parts of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota Friday night going into Saturday. There is still plenty of time for this to change, but this is a powerful low pressure system, and it does have potential to develop into an interesting late winter, early spring type storm system, so be aware of the potential for problems with travel across the region at that point in time. It's too early to talk about snow accumulations, but you should at least be aware that this is a rather dynamic system, and there will be some substantial snow accumulations if the storm system verifies as it's being advertised today. We will look for much colder temperatures behind this event, and low temperatures over the weekend will be in the upper single digits and teens across the northern part of the region and teens in the south. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.